So I wanted to start, last week we spoke about Tzadik Rador, Roshu V'Toivloi. I'd like to start with the issue that the Chovos HaVavos talks about in the Parak Revi'i in the Shara B'Tochein, where he talks about, and we've already spoken now, if everything is Nigzar and Hashemayim, so why does a person have to work? V'chule. And we spent a lot of time on that. And over here, the Chovos HaVavos is going to speak about another inyan, almost with the same conundrum, which is, if everything is nigzar, so where he starts discussing this, he starts discussing about putting yourself in a matzav of sakana. And philosophically, let's put out what the question is. If everything is nigzar on a person, when he's supposed to live, when he's supposed to die, what's supposed to happen. So what is wrong with putting oneself in the matzav of sakana? What would be wrong about putting someone, if you could just shut the window, putting someone in a matzav of sakana, putting yourself in a matzav of sakana, or for that matter, not taking care of yourself, not worrying about what you eat, not worrying about should I smoke, should I not smoke, driving fast. Bechlal, if everything is nigzar min hashamayim, what's the chiluk? So the Chovos HaVavos talks over here, and nobody has it in front of them still, but the Chovos HaVavos says like this: for as you run to akosuf mizeh b'mashe omar lo yisinasu es Hashem alekeichem, do not test Hashem kasher nisisem b'masa, like you tested him in masa in the midbar. A person is not going to extricate himself from this testing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are going to be two outcomes. Now the truth is, we know that there's only one time a person is allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is with stalker. A person could test HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving stalker and by making tnoyim on the stalker, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, test me on that. It's actually very interesting, you know. The one thing that I was actually told a frightening story by someone who was by Maron Leib Stein with three extremely rich people.
About the surgery.
That was really awesome.
About the people died and the one person who.
No. There were three fabulously wealthy men who came to Maron Leib for a bracha a few months ago. And each one was bemoaning the faith, the fact that they had lost a tremendous, tremendous amount of money in the recession that we find ourselves in. And Rabbi Aaron Leib, in his simplistic way, looked up at both of them and he said, can anyone here, he didn't say in English of course, tell me that they gave 100% they gave mercy? And they all three said that they couldn't. So he said, listen, the Hebrew says, text me with mercy. You're not going to do that. Ask the Bishul to disaster. Anyway, but one is not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu Stam HaSeh. So what are the two outcomes? Oy she yomus, the person puts himself in a sakana, he might die. And now, we're going to split up what he's going to say in two things. I'd like to, just to give a structure what we're going to do tonight, what I'd like to do is discuss how the Chovos HaVavos deals with why putting oneself in a matzav sakana, okay? And we're not only going to be talking, obviously, physical sakana is one thing, okay? Then we're going to discuss how that really correlates to every aspect of our lives, okay? Parnasa, all those things, we're creating sakana in those things. But what I'd like to do is veer off of what the Chovos HaVavos answer is going to be and discuss perhaps another aspect. If I were to describe tonight's shiur, I would say that tonight's shiur really is can be summed up by the words of Rabbi Shmuel Salanter. Rabbi Shmuel Salanter said that this world is a very expensive hotel. The world we live in is an expensive hotel. We mentioned this maybe week three of the series, but I'd like to go back into it. But let's hear what he says. Now, if a person puts himself into sakana, and he dies. Something terrible happens to him. Okay. That's one possibility. Zoktera, oyshe yomus, v'yiyehu ha-meimis es atzmos. He has committed suicide. Now, if you recall, that means, again, a person puts himself into sakana and he dies. It's not that he put himself in sakana and something happened. Person puts himself into sakana and he dies, he has committed suicide. It's ki'ilu he committed suicide. Let me just go on further and then. The who nitpo al zeh, he will get an oinish on this, ki'ilu heimis zulasa yudneyot. As if he killed another person. However, it's worse than if he killed another person. Afa pi she moisei al derech ahu b'gzeira tzoyalikim v'shusai. That's it. Again, the Chavis Chavovis' view of things. From way back when, if I take a gun and I stand like this and I shoot you between the eyes, did I take your life any earlier than it was going to be taken? No. Chavis Chavovis views it. You were going to die. No person can do anything to harm another person that was not Nixam and Asher Mayim. Nothing. Can I have it? If that's the case, so why am I punished? What did I do wrong? Teretz is, I used my Bechira to be the agent of your death. Right? But over here, in our case, I didn't use my Bechira to be the agent of someone else's death. I was going to die. But yeah, I was going to die. And that could be. I definitely was. It was predetermined. I was going to die. However, I chose to be the agent of my own death. Choosing to be the agent of your own death is worse than choosing to be the agent of someone else's death. Listen to what he says. Ukfar hizar is Yiranu, we already commanded Shalai Loham and Shumadin not to kill any person, Bishum Gilgul in any way. Kaamrai Loy Sirtzach, the Chola Shayiya Hamumas Kore Dal Hamenis. Let's say the person who is killed is closer to you. Is close to you. A person kills his brother. So in a court of law, and even in Beis Din, right? Is his punishment any worse if he kills his brother than if he kills his first cousin? Or if he kills a foreigner or a stranger, someone he never met? Absolutely not. But in Dinei Shemayim, it's far worse. Why? Because not only did he kill someone, not only did he take someone's life, but what he did was, right? He took someone's life that he really should have had a natural inclination to have Rachmanis on. The person runs with the sword, Achim, the sword of his brother, the Shiche Srachabav, and he has destroyed what? His Rachmanos, his natural, the natural inclination to have Rachmanos. What that means is, the closer a person is to another person, the worse it is to harm that person. The more culpable a person is from harming that person. And a person hurts someone that's the violence, a person kills someone that he doesn't have anything to do with, okay. It's the pure act of murder. But a person kills his brother, that's something that's the shichei rachamim. The chen yishe'enis is atzmai. Or adam karadik latzmai. There's no one closer to yourself than you. His Einish will be greater than all those people. Listen to this unbelievable marshal from the Chavis Chavovis. This is a marshal to an Eved. Okay? The Melech said, listen, Matt, you go there and you watch that piece of property for certain amount of time. And I'm telling you, don't leave when the time is up. The only time you can leave is when your replacement comes. Okay. That he says, don't leave until what? Until the shliach of the another shliach comes. The kivan shirasha poishesh shliach lavoi. Since he sees that the shliach is delayed in coming, nifrad ben amok and koydim by the kots of Allah adayin for the adisha anishka. Listen to what the Baruch Shalom says. Let's hear the mash. I tell you, don't leave that makam. You have a very important job. You have to watch the bank. Until the next shift comes, you can't leave. Listen, you need your donut and coffee. It's late. The guy doesn't show up. He always oversleeps. I'm leaving. What does the master do? Who is he more upset at? The guy who didn't show up or you that left? You that left? Now, the Chavos HaVavah stops right there. Okay, he says one line. V'chein ha'memes es atzvoi yoytzei me'avoydes ha'vekim el ha'mreisim v'hikotzei v'sakonis ha'malas. When a person goes and puts himself into a matzav of sakona, okay, and this sounds like an obtuse concept because we don't really try to put ourselves in physical harm, but we're going to take it from physical harm and we're going to extrapolate that to other things. But when a person puts himself into physical harm, what he's doing is he's not watching himself. He's not being shamed himself. And if he's not being shamed himself, he's giving himself over to other forces. He's leaving himself open to tragedy, open to chance. Not, I wouldn't call it chance. It's open to sakana, to disaster. And I'd just like to finish the paragraph where he talks about the rise he brings, and then I want to talk about this a little bit. The Alkei, after Maitzi Shmuel, all of Asholim, if you had joined us in our Navi Shir, we'd actually discussed this quite a bit at length in the Navi Shir. The Alkei, after Maitzi Shmuel, all of Asholim, Oymen. There's a palatic thing. The Kodama talks in a very pithy fashion. He doesn't bring the Hakdama. What happened to Shaul in the previous parak? What did Shaul do? Shaul did not kill Aragag. Right? So what happened? Hashem says, Nichamki kimlachi Shaul Melech. Right? Shmuel, listen, as of two, Shaul is out. Okay? You have to go to Yishai, and you're going to anoint one of Yishai's sons. Doesn't tell who, and we know who that was. Ultimately, it ended up being David. Now, Shmuel, being the Navi Hashem, also having a king Shaul, realizes him going to anoint the son of Yishai as king, while Shaul is still the king, there's not many big sakanas to do, to perpetrate. So the question over here is, but Hashem told him to go. And if Hashem told him to go, it should be Moshe Nefesh. Go, put yourself in sakana. Shmuel says, Eich elech b'shama Shaul v'haragim. How can I go? Shaul is going to hear that I'm going to anoint Ben Yishai, and he's going to kill me. Tell him. He had a tzivui to do something. You have a tzivui to go into a sakana. Hold on a second. Do you realize I can't go into sakana? Shaul's going to kill me. Says the Gemara. Says the pasuk. So what does Hashem say? The Eibishter doesn't say you're not a Baal HaTochen. The Eibishter doesn't say what Taisa told you to do. The Eibishter doesn't say that. What does the Eibishter say? For the His rizus was mishubachas. He says, listen, you have to go. You're going to go over there. What you're going to do is you're going to say you're going to take an egglas bokor and you're going to say you're coming to bring a carbon. And instead of actually doing it, but while you're there, what you do is, you'll anoint Ben Yishai. So what is he proving from Shmuel? He's proving from Shmuel that even with his tzivui, if Hashem said, anyway, do it, so that's not what Hashem said. If he had a kid to do the chayim, if it would have been a chasar in his betoching, ha'isa tshuva elav, ani yonis v'achayim. Mochati v'ani erba, I'm the one who kills. Actually, I heal. When I heard, I heal. Okay. So I'm not going to go further. But the point over here is that Shmuel, the point that he's trying to make is Why wasn't it a story we felt about? Because Shmuel understood Hashem wasn't going to put him into a Matzah Sifan. Hashem wasn't going to put him into a Matzah Sifan. Shmuel was asking Hashem, how should I go that it's not a Sakan? That's what Shmuel was saying. The point he's trying to make over here is that a person putting himself into a Matzah Sakan, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, and almost you could think that it's a Tzibui that way. But the point is, one is not allowed to do that. And one is not a Shomer. One is not a proper Shomer if one does that. Now, the truth is, I really could wait until he discusses this later. But I'm not going to, because we're not going to get there. So I'd like to discuss what I think he's also talking about. Not what I think, he certainly is talking about it. If we think about it, so a person has to realize, you read this, you know, you know what puts on Matzah Sakana. The truth is, I have no idea how in this day and age anybody smokes a cigarette. I don't know how you can smoke a cigarette. I don't know how it's not a chizodim. Poshut, putting yourself in the Matzah of Sakana. I don't know how, with all the studies that come out, I don't know how there's not a ban, mamash, an issert of all the bans that could come out, that this should not be a ban, that it should be absolutely 100% also for anybody to touch a cigarette. And that it's condoned in our circles is to me very, very wrong. And b'chlal, there's a mitzvah b'shmartim is not shesechem. You have to be a shomer, you have to watch. You have to put yourself in a matzah sakana. And what we know today, they didn't know years before. They used to think smoking was healthy. They used to think eating red meat was healthy. Right? They come out with a study that eating red meat, it takes 10 years off your life. Right? Now, that doesn't mean that your xayra wasn't, your number wasn't going to be up. But that's your status. Our status is to be the proper shiner. If we're not shiner, let's understand something. If the Ganav was going to come, he was going to come whether you were there or not. Right? But if you left, you're culpable. You were going to die anyway, but you didn't watch yourself. You're responsible as if you killed yourself. And by the way, the truth is not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a pikadon in our neshama, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a pikadon in our children. We have to be shomer our children. We have to be shomer our neshama. What goes into our neshama, not only what goes into our body, what we look at, what we take into our homes, are we proper shomer on that? Are we proper shomer on what our children look at, what our children hear, what our children are involved with, what our children see in us? That is another thing, you know. Every penny a person gets, he's a shayin. He's a gizbar. They wish to give some money. It's ma'amash alskum v'akadosh baruch hu. Hashem saying, watch this well. Right? He's a machl in our society. The world society. Called gambling. People take play with that money. I mean, now it's a little less out of necessity. But people take risk. And risk and risk with money. And one outcome is what? You die, you lose it. And when you lose it because you took a risk, the Eishta says, not only did you lose your money, but you threw it down, you flushed it down the toilet. You aren't a good shomer, you're going to be culpable for that. That's the first half of what the Chavos Havaros is talking about. If a person puts himself into sakana, puts his money into sakana, puts his family into sakana, a person has to think about it in his whole halachic of life. How he's supposed to firzuch, be careful and be so careful with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. That's one possibility. The more rosy picture is, a person can put himself into a matzah sakana, and what happens? Wow. He's safe. He doesn't die. Says the Chavos Havaros, Oyshe Yinotzel Be'ezras Havaris Baruch Moed V'yoyvdu Zechuyos V'yafsid Tzchori. So a person thinks, wow, you know, me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a real understanding, you know. He saved me, you know, there's a famous story, you know. Noah Hwandrick said, tells a story about he was having a seminar, people, you know, he's talking about relating to God and waking up, and you know, one guy, you know, his motorcycle, his biker, you know, he says, listen, you know, Rabbi, I don't know all about this religion and stuff, whatever. But me and God, we have an understanding. You know, He takes care of me. He says, how do you know? He says, I was driving my bike. A very windy mountain road. And the bike slipped out from under me. And I went off the side of this cliff. And it was a miracle from God. The bike followed me. The bike landed, and then I landed right on the bike seat on the road of London. It was a miracle. God saved my life. So I'm all right. So the wanderer looked at him and nonplussed, and he says, fool, who do you think threw you off the mountain? Wake up, right? Who threw you off the mountain? But when a Karakosh Baruch Hu saves a person, that's very expensive. A Karakosh Baruch Hu saves a person. The Yoivdus who Yoisav the Yasid Sorry. The person loses Schiyas. And he loses Schar. Kemosha Amar Rabbi Yisrael Zechron Lebracha. Mazeh Inyan. Lo Oilam Al Yamoid Odom Bin Koim HaSakonam. The Yoimish Aysim Loi Nais. Come on Shabbos. Don't put yourself in a massive Sakon and say, you know, they just don't take care of me. Shema Eim Aysim Loi Nais. The Eim Aysim Loi Nais. That's the first one. Maybe the next won't happen. The embodies of my nights, and the lacking one of the spheres. They lose from the sphere. And we all know this in the Pasuk. Vayomer Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu comes to his faithful meeting. He's afraid. Esav's coming with 400 men. Yeah? And what does he say? Kotayti mikol ha-chasodim. I am diminished from all the chasodim you have done for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pashuk Shad is Yaakov is being an honor. He doesn't have so many schusim. That a person loses loses chusim from a nes that happens, and he goes back to just like the chayim mavus, and he goes into what we discussed, even by parnasa, all these things are true. So I'd like to expand upon the second idea over here. The second idea over here is even if a person is saved, meaning that really this person put himself into a matzav sakana. Now, according to the Chavos HaBavos, right, he was going to be killed. Now, what do you mean he was going to be killed? He didn't die at the end. So, what ended up happening? Putting yourself in a matzav sakana, al pi derech ha-teva. What you're doing is you're putting yourself in a matzav that you need a nes to save you. That you need a nace to save you, that already a Kodesh Baruch Hu starts, that's a very, very expensive thing. What we see over here is that HaKodesh Baruch Hu keep doing something now if it ever for us is a very, very, very expensive proposition. And the truth is, if you look in the Shmuz, this is really what I would like to discuss the Shira of the Shira, the rest of the Shira. He discusses just a little bit of a nuanced difference. The Chavos HaBavos, you understand, deals with everything in a tremendously fatalistic way. Everything was going to happen. But the truth is, there's a whole different view. And there's Gemaras that arise to it. L'mashal. The Gemara says, Al shalosh averus, nashim meisim b'shas leidos. On three averus, a woman dies b'shas she's giving birth. What are the three averus? The three averus are chala, nida, and adlokas nefesh. Right? She's not makhtar those three things. Shasla doesn't. Practically, I'm not a shasla doesn't. Those are very stone on a bit. So the terrorist of the Gemara says, listen, she's in a massive sakona. In a massive sakona, then it's much more difficult. A person is judged much more harshly. What does that mean? If I don't put myself in a matzav sakana and I have averus and I have mitzvahs and my averus are more than my mitzvahs, I really should get punished, baby. And if I were brought up to judgment at that moment, a Kodesh Baruch Hu would say, the Heavenly Court would say, the jig is up. But if I'm not in a matzav sakana, I'm not really judged. But if a person puts himself into a matzav sakana, the thing that has to save him is a nes. So al pi derech ha-teva, if he's walking, okay, he'll live. Maybe he'll do tshuva later. They're not judging him right now. But if something has to happen that is supernatural, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to judge that person. That's the Gemara said. The woman is in Chas Leda. The woman is in a Matzav Sakana. Now she's being judged. And then the Gemara says, what about men? You think we get off easy, right? What about men? When a man crosses a bridge, he's judged. You go on a flight. Well, not so simple. The person has to realize. But a person goes in a prison, it's different. I'm not saying that it's mamash sakana. But the Gemara says, if you cross a bridge, person crosses a bridge, he's judged. The more sakana a person does something now, already tell people like a terrible interesting. But if a person puts himself into a massive sakana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him very harsh. Judges him very, very much for din, to see if min hadin he's fine. We should do something. We should perpetrate a nes. And the truth is that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something like that for us, we lose something in our Havah. We lose something in our Zchuyos. And Rabbi Ruchem goes on to say something even more. And this is going to sound like a very harsh thing. The more a person takes in this world, partakes in physical pleasure, partakes in things, takes from this world, the more his chusim are diminished. And Rabbi Yisrael, this is what Rabbi Yisrael said, this world is an expensive hotel. So if I go and I have a tremendous handle in this world, I can think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining down upon me. I could really be moving an akabai sweets. Now the truth is, I sound like an asceticist. From the middle of asceticism, we shouldn't have handle. Shouldn't partake in this world. Now the truth is, there's a Yerushalmi in Brachas that says that a person is going to be judged in this world if there's a fruit that he didn't eat in this world. Because this world, person's created in this world to have pleasure in this world. To partake in pleasure in this world. So how do the two things join? How could it be that taking from this world and being nene from this world is something that when you take schusim from you, right? Just like if a mace has to happen to me, I can smoke some nakamai schusim, if I partake in this world too much with hanah, I lose schusim. But it says that I have to be nene. I have to realize what to do. I have to be nene from the physical world. So Yeruchim writes the following two things. He says, you know that? A person always has to be testing himself. What is his pursuit in life? If his pursuit in life, if his drive in life is an end, is his physical pleasure, then he's taking from this world. But if his pursuit in life, you know, a person can, Lamashal, a person can expand his house for one of two reasons. So he wants to be a Groysa Kanaka. He wants that everybody should know he has a beautiful house. He wants to have this beautiful, that beautiful. Or he needs space. He wants to raise his children in a better environment. A person can eat a steak and be a Grobo Ferd. Or a person can eat a steak. We spoke about red meat, but maybe we'll talk about maybe a good chicken. Okay, good. But a person can take potato. Because for nourishment, and to have a little enjoyment, but to get a little enjoyment, to recognize the Bayrim, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a better Eved Hashem. A person can go on vacation every 4 days. A person can partake in who knows what, where and when, just for the pursuit of that. Well, a person can do it because he'll be a better Eved Hashem that way. Zakr B'Yeruchim, if a person is acting in the formal way, he's spending a lot of money. You go to a hotel, you know, you go to a grocery store, you buy something, about $1.25. You go to a lounge, $10. With a lemon, $10.25. Yeah. You go to a hotel, you go to room service, or no order. Yeah. A lot of money, expensive. Depending on how you're living in this world, depends on how much you've taken from this world. But if you know the owner, and you're there to help him, or you know the caterer, it's free. That's the difference. And Rabbi Yochum says another thing, a very interesting thing. Rabbi Yochum says, very fascinating idea. There's a concept called the Soich Ami Anoshi Yoshonos. There's a concept called, there's retail and there's wholesale. If you buy one barrel of soda, it costs you, let's say, a dollar. You buy a case of soda. Right? A case of those barrels, each barrel could cost you 72 cents. Right? You buy 20 cases, right? It goes to some of the wholesale. If a person lives to help his chaverim, a person lives for the klal, so that he gets it at a cheaper price. He can partake in life. A person who's helped, who's there not it's really the same thing, just on a different scope. If a person lives his life not in a self-centered way, if he lives his life not, it's all about me. You know, there are different types of people in this world. I remember I once told the song, it's an unbelievable story. There was a rabbi in Belgium. And there was somebody who came to him, and he helped this person. Should not be asking for his daughter. The guy came to him from my sleep. And he pulled out two notebooks off the shelf. And he says, this notebook is our Gebers. All those that give. This notebook is our Nemes. All those that take. Which one do you want? The Gebers or the Nemes? It's not only money, I'm not talking about money. There are people in this world that live where it's all about them. It's all about them. It's all that they can have. What they can get out of a relationship. What they can get out of life. What's theirs. And then there are those that live to help others. They look to live up beyond themselves. To help their fellow men. To help the clan. To live HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's living that way, he can be nana everything in the world, but doesn't lose anything. Because those hanois just propel him to become closer and closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't put ourselves in sakana. We can't put our money in sakana. And we're not only talking about physical sakana, we're talking about spiritual sakana. Because one of two things are going to happen. Either we lose it, or we're going to lose chusin. We should talk about to live out there Hashem. Live our lives recognizing that our purpose in life is not for us, but our purpose in life is outside of us. And I coined a phrase last year which I thought was, it's back a very interesting thing. The happiest people in life, you should know. If you look at it, the happiest people in life are those that help others. Those that help other people. I coined a phrase, I said, I don't know if it's the most selfish thing a person can do. Is be selfless. Because when a person is selfless, it's so satisfying. And I'll tell you something about Avtocha from Rishlam Zalman Arbat. I've heard this from Yerushalayim Yid. He was getting involved in helping his son when Amoris. Rishlam Zalman said, in life, there is every single person has a zera upon him. How much tzaris is going to have? How much tzaris in Shavuot? How much Mapainosa tzaris? How much tzaris he's going to have in health? All those things. If a person's oisik to help others, and that's on him, he won't have it from his own family. If a person goes and helps Yisayim and Amonis outside, his children won't be Yisayim and Amonis. If a person tries to help other people with Parnasa, he won't have Parnasa problems. And if a person tries to help people with health, will help that. That's the sorrow of health that he has in his life. The voice saying, the chayves halvava is the chiyuv of halev is to recognize that we don't live for ourselves. We live because we're avdei Hashem. We're shomrim. Everything we have, we're shomrim. And when the shomrim's shift is over, if the next shomer comes, that's it. We step out. And hopefully we did our jobs properly.